This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. After a massacre at the box office last weekend, with disappointing numbers for both X-Men Apocalypse and Alice Through the Looking Glass, chiefs of the Big Six studios were under the microscope with huge gambles coming up. Sony's Ghostbusters and Warner Brothers' Tarzan, to name a couple. We guarantee you there are many nervous studio execs here in town. It's definitely going to be a long, hot summer. Vanessa Paradis, Johnny Depp's ex-girlfriend, says he was not an abusive man and has called claims by Depp's wife, Amber Heard, quote, outrageous. Some are accusing Heard of threatening Depp and making up the abuse claims if he didn't accept her financial demands. The LAPD came to their house after Heard reported that Depp had physically abused her, but there was no evidence of any crime. Nonetheless, she was granted a temporary restraining order after alleging that the star abused her not only on that occasion, but throughout their four-year relationship. More to come on this story. Disney announced this week that its Mary Poppins sequel will open on Christmas Day 2018, more than five decades after the 1964 classic film first played in theaters. The studio also revealed the movie's title for the first time, Mary Poppins Returns. The musical stars Emily Blunt as the magical nanny opposite Lin-Manuel Miranda, star and creator of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton. The character of Mary Poppins was first introduced to the world in P.L. Travers' 1934 book, which Disney adapted into the classic 1964 movie starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. We've been hearing rumors for weeks that Prince may have died from painkiller abuse. Now an autopsy report confirms that the singer did die from an opioid overdose. There's going to be a criminal investigation now into whether a physician prescribed those drugs to the singer. We'll keep you posted. Michael Bay, director of four films in the popular Transformers series, posted a short video this week teasing the return of Megatron in his upcoming sequel, Transformers: The Last Night. Bay said, quote, "It's starting. This week, production. Megatron is back. Hashtag Transformers, hashtag Decepticons." So, the production begins this week in Detroit, which in reality has been hoping for its own transformation since the 1960s. Prepare the explosives, Michael! So we heard our first bit of Fargo Season 3 casting news when it was announced Ewan McGregor will play two roles on the show, real estate mogul Emmett Stussy and his younger cop brother Ray. And showrunner Noah Hawley told us that a sibling rivalry between the two will play a major role in the next installment of the anthology series. Hawley said, quote, "Each season's story always tends to start with a catalyst. The first year was two men in an emergency room. The second year was a woman driving home with a man stuck in the windshield of her car. And this year, it starts with these two brothers." If you haven't seen either season of Fargo, check it out. It's brilliant. Speaking of Fargo, FX Networks has greenlit a first season of Legion based on the X-Men comics character David Haller. FX Productions and Marvel Television will co-produce the 8-episode first season, which starts production this summer with a debut set for early 2017. Noah Hawley of Fargo will serve as an executive producer and showrunner. Legion introduces the story of David Haller, who has struggled with mental illness since he was a teenager. Diagnosed as schizophrenic, Haller has been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for years. After a strange encounter with a fellow patient, he's confronted with the possibility that the voices he hears and the visions he sees might be real. The series will star Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey, Rachel Keller and Jean Smart of Fargo, and Aubrey Plaza of Parks and Recreation. Our real estate spies tell us Adele plunked down $9.5 million on a 6,600-square-foot home in one of the most exclusive, celebrity-populated, gated communities in L.A. County, Beverly Hills. The house has four bedrooms, six bathrooms, a pool, a treehouse, and an outdoor train set. Oh yeah, gotta have one of those. Her neighbors include Jennifer Lawrence, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Cameron Diaz, Nicole Richie, and more. It's good to be Adele. Although Ariana Grande had a successful week in album sales, she delivered some sad news to fans planning to see her perform live at Portugal's Rock in Rio. The singer was forced to call off her festival set on doctor's orders while she overcomes a throat and sinus infection. Her album Dangerous Woman debuted on the U.S. charts last week at number 2. Perhaps if she hadn't had the whole Donut Gate incident here last year, she would have debuted at number 1. A group of artists have unveiled a massive mural of David Bowie in Sarajevo to salute the British musician's humanitarian work during the Bosnian War. The painting, 13 meters or 43 feet high, adorns a damaged university building in the capital, close to the infamous street once known as Sniper Alley. The artwork is inscribed with the words, "Fashion changes, but you'll always be my heroes," a nod to two classic Bowie songs. Very cool.
The trash bin.
Actor Michael Jace, a regular on The Shield, was convicted of second-degree murder in his wife's death. A jury in L.A. found him guilty of shooting and killing her in 2014. During the trial, the jury heard a transcript of Michael's interview with police, where he said he only intended to shoot her in the leg while they were arguing about a divorce. Michael shot April twice in the leg and once in the back while their two kids were in the house. April's parents called 911 to report the shooting, saying Jace had called them and confessed. When the court decides his fate, he'll be facing 40 years to life in prison.
The news wrap-up.
Internet and social media giants Facebook, Twitter, Google's YouTube, and Microsoft pledged to combat online hate speech in Europe as the European Union's European Commission unveiled a new code of conduct in Brussels designed to avoid the spread of illegal hate speech. Shares of Netflix jumped 3% as the service announced they will become the exclusive U.S. pay TV home of the latest films from Disney, Marvel, Lucasfilm, and Pixar. Apple's 2017 iPhone models will feature brighter, higher-definition screens. Former Ticketmaster CEO Nathan Hubbard, who joined Twitter in August 2013 and recently assumed the title of interim head of media, is leaving the company, he confirmed via his Twitter feed.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 is the new champion at the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's Views is on top for the fifth straight week.
The number one app.
Stephmoji, the new emoji app from NBA player Stephen Curry, is the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes holds on to the number one spot.
Dutch producer Nick van de Wall, otherwise known as Afrojack, is known worldwide on the festival circuit and on the radio, having worked with Pitbull on Give Me Everything, Beyoncé, Run the World, Girls, and Hey Mama from Nicki Minaj and David Guetta. Now he's discovered a singer-songwriter by the name of Faye, spelled F-A-I-S. Faye grew up in the same Amsterdam neighborhood as Afrojack, and since they reconnected, the pair has been inseparable in the studio. Here's the Dutch dynamic duo of Faye featuring Afrojack with their first collaboration and the song of the week, Hey.
See the way you move, no need for introducing. You're everything a man could want. You and I, we both the only one with this goes. Baby, let me take you home.
Hey, would you come with me? I say, hey, hey, hey.
That was up-and-coming star Faye featuring Afrojack with the song of the week, Hey.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.